This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. These weeks that pass by, they're just so full of activities anymore, aren't they? It can be quite confusing. If you look at what Antifa is doing, it can be quite confusing. For example, it's not transcendentally stupid of them to destroy a Lincoln statue. But to us, it looks like the act of a bunch of drooling morons. Now, a good number of these drooling morons are, in fact, drooling morons. But that does not change the fact that trashing the 16th president's statue is a brilliant move. Because they've confused their targets, us, by casting off the constraints of coherence. It's almost special operations-esque. Now, you thought that these folks were trying to make a point about racism being bad, and you thought because that's how those of us who weren't raised on the Insta-wit book soy and critical race theory, that if you point out that something is unreasonable, then that will cause the person you were instructing to rethink it. Because after all, trashing some honest aid totem in order to illustrate how racism is a double plus ungood is about a 12 on the 1 to 10 scale of unreasonability. And yet, you can point that out all day and they don't care. They'll laugh at you for pointing this out to them. It's not about making sense. It was never about making sense. It was, and it still is, about making you kneel. If you go look at everything that's going on, the one common denominator is that every action of the woke insurgents take, this is designed to strip you of your ability to defend your interest or property or rights or life. Their idea is to leave you vulnerable, totally exposed, at which point they can do with you as they see fit. The nicer ones will merely re-educate you, then demand humiliating submission and tribute. History and their social media feed teach that others will be happily, they will happily murder you. You doubt me on that one? Stripping you of defense takes many forms. One form is defunding and abolishing the police. Now, someone will be wielding force in society. It just won't be people accountable to or inclined to protect you. Another form is literally stripping you of your defenses. Why is gun control such a fetish for these creepy people? Because you with a gun have the ability to not just say no, but to actually exact a terrible price upon those who would wish to compel you to say yes. So, of course, they want to eliminate your ability to have weapons, but they also want to eliminate, as a practical matter, your ability to use them to protect yourself. Now, look at what happened when the pink polo shirt gun guy quite reasonably grabbed his AR-15 as the savages descended on his property and the cops were AWOL. There, St. Louis's Soros-bought DA, who last month released all the arrested rioters, threatened to prosecute him. And this guy is a Democrat. He's a leftist. he's not some card-carrying conservative that listens to me. But he did pull out a weapon. He and his wife pulled out weapons. And the media is slandering him, too. A pair of jackals threatened his property, his family, and even his dog, and he's the bad guy for not showing his belly on this one. You see the same fake furor every time some citizen has the car surrounded by a feeding frenzy of scumbags and plows through them to escape. And now, as that is happening, now they're taking pot shots at people that they try to trap. this idea is to make you give up instead of fight back, because if you fight back, the law comes down on you instead of the criminals. George Soros is actually quite the shrewd investor in some cases. The law, and the law generally says you can reasonably defend your life and property, and consult your local laws for all those specifics and get some proper training, means nothing if corrupt Democrats ignore the crimes of leftists and prosecute normal people who dare resist the blue terror. And that's the point. The total point. The only point. You thought you could rely on the law and on the government to protect you. Nope. Not only that, you don't even get to protect yourself now. And then there's reason. That's a defense, too. You can use reason and make arguments and present evidence and convince people, not if making sense is beside the point. You cannot reason with these people. Forget trying to convince them. You're not going to talk them out of their quest for power over you by deploying bourgeois conceits like facts and evidence. And yet so many of us see what's happening and still take to Twitter. That's our fighting. That's our battleground, is Twitter. Or increasingly Parler, which is a new counter app. I haven't gotten to it yet. To point out the sheer ridiculousness of the enemy's latest antics. Now, of course, that doesn't counter them. It just points them out. And these actions are not ridiculous. They're tactically genius. Instead of confronting this impenetrable defense, they just scuttle around it and attack it at our rear. Now, that's not to say pointing out the fact that everything they say and do is a bunch of BS is pointless. It does help awoken the conservative unwoke. Normal people who are not neck deep in the fight right now look at people trying to topple the guy who toppled the Confederacy, and they shake their heads. It does help with them, so keep it up with them. But not the wokesters. They just don't care. So how do you beat them? Well, step one is you have to understand the nature of the fight. It's not one of right or wrong, though that's how they like to disguise it. This is one of power. Combat is about power. Give them nothing. Concede nothing. Stop trying to be reasonable with people who think a reasonable compromise is impoverishing and disenfranchising you instead of stashing you in a gulag or worse. Are you still wanting to prove to them that you aren't racist? Question is why? You aren't, so the hell with them. You owe them no assurances or excuses. They'll just claim your denial was more proof. You're fragile if you surrender, and you're fragile if you don't. So stop playing their game. You don't have to prove anything to jerks who spew the same species of racial garbage Goebbels would have spewed, only with different names. Step two is to understand that the enemy and the information operation is running on you. The total number of these shrieking punks is infinitesimal, probably under 1% of the population. But the mainstream media seems to make them seem pervasive and overwhelming by covering them 24/7. And all you have to do with this is fall for it. And accept that that whiny woke wine mom down the street with the handwritten law signs parroting the slogans du jour, the one whose husband you often see weeping in the window, you are looking at peace and calm. That's the reality, not the chaos in a few square blocks of occupied Grungeburg, Washington. So don't allow yourself to be demoralized. Victory is at hand. The polls are meant to crush your spirit, but ask yourself, do you know a single person who voted for Trump in 2016 but is now thinking, gosh, we need Grandpa Badfinger. He'll get the economy moving again. I don't know anybody talking that way. So don't fall for the lies. Reject their goal of breaking your will. Step three is impose your will ruthlessly and fearlessly, because this is our country, and to hell with these idiots. It is time now for us to consider rioting. Not in the streets because we have jobs, but at the ballot box. And that's where we lay waste to the Venezuelan dream. Pretty simple thing when you get into a combat standing. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's a young lady out there today. She's a Harvard graduate. But she learned this week that words and actions can have some consequences. This past Wednesday on TikTok, teary-eyed Clary Janover claimed she lost a job with it. Deloitte accounting firm after saying in a previous video that went viral that she would stab anyone who told her that all lives matter. And I have seen the video. She's actually punching her phone when she... I'll stab you. Now... Not to make light of the young lady's heartbreak. I guess she thinks she could say whatever she wanted to whoever she wanted and not have any sort of reprisals to this. The big question would be, does Clara Janover carry a knife? It is one thing to have a perceived capacity to hurt somebody. It's quite another to have the capability to do it. And that would be my first thing. The other thing that occurred to me is that if I were to see young Clara Janover, because my, you know, my personal philosophy right now is I look at what is being preached on TV ad nauseum, is it's not so much that all lives matter, which that's always been the case. That's why I joined the doggone military. I thought all lives mattered. It's that only certain black lives matter. Only black lives that are, the black lives that serve an agenda matter. That's what I'm seeing. In the beginning, I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt because I guess I'm just too good. But apparently not, because I went from being good to being very cynical of them, especially with what's happening right now. How many black people have been killed by the rioting versus per year by cops? I'm sure they're competing numbers. If not, the people killed in the riots, absolutely eclipsing how many people like that happened. I think the number I saw was 9 on how many unarmed black men were killed by police. Now, Janover said in her new video, "The standing up for Black Lives Matter put me in a place online to be seen by millions of people, along with other virtue signaling people, Clara." But she continues, "The job that I'd worked really hard to get meant a lot to me has called me and fired me because of everything." No, what they did, this is the thing, and nobody ever understood this, I think, when Colin Kaepernick, when this was all inflamed. Places that hire you and pay you to work don't want controversy, whether it is an NFL team or an accounting firm. They don't want the controversy. They want to do the business. They don't want to be noticed by anybody. If they are noticed, they only want to be noticed for good reasons. If you're out there and you've got a position that half of America despises, that's not good. That's not good. Now, Clara blames the supporters of President Trump. She said, "Trump supporters took my job away from me. I've gotten death threats and rape threats and violent threats. It was okay, but now my future is entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life." Oh my gosh, the hyperbole. The Harvard graduate who threatened to slit the throats and watch them bleed out to anyone who says all lives matter to her is blaming Trump supporters for ruining her life. Now, not too long ago, in school, right, I have a 29-year-old son, and when the politically correct charge thing began, in school, because when I was in school, we used to use play guns, and we would kill each other repeatedly over during recess and everything, and sometimes I'd be the cop, sometimes I'd be the robber, sometimes I'd be the Indian, sometimes I'd be the cowboy. We played those games, and we would talk about blowing each other's heads off and all this other stuff, and it was just, you know, beating each other up. It was just talk. It was kid talk. Well, when my son was a child, when he was younger, when he was in school, he was doing the kid talk, and he got in trouble for it. He got in trouble for it. And I let them incorrectly, I let them punish him for that. And then not 2 days later, somebody came up and slapped him. And he defended himself, and they called me and told me what they were about to do, and I said, I'll have your head on a plate, lady. The reason I'm bringing this up is I want to know when it became okay to go from the politically correct of, we're taking away guns from Elmer Fudd right now, but it's okay for this young female psychopath to get out there in her world. And this is what she's been taught. All of this nonsense, it comes from these universities people go to. People are going into debt to be indoctrinated into being Antifa-like. All of you that are paying for college educations, that's what you're paying for. Well, nobody on my side of the thought process ruined your life, Clara. You ruined your life by being a psychopath. I carry a gun everywhere I go, and the last thing I want to do with that gun is shoot somebody. And there's nothing anybody could say to me that would cause me to shoot them. They can't even say, I'm going to kill you. That's not going to cause me to shoot them. I may be guns up, and I may be backing away, but I'm going to do everything I can to keep from shooting them. She had a degree in government and psychology, and she claims Deloitte let her go despite a company claim of standing against systemic bias, racism, and unequal treatment. The interesting thing is that she was, to be a college graduate, she did not reckon, she's reading the word, and she's saying systematic. Now, I know that's a minor point. But a lot of people get to this thing where they start mispronouncing words, and then it becomes a thing. And if you correct them, well, you're showing some sort of bias. Or you're showing, She also warns Trump supporters in Deloitte that she won't be defeated by a personal setback. I'm too strong for you. I'm too strong for any of you. All lives matter, racist Trump supporters. It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as systemic racism. And I'm not going to stop using my platform to advocate for it. And she did say systematic again. I'm sorry, Deloitte, that you can't see that. That you were cowardice enough to fight somebody who's going to make an indelible change in the world and is going to have an impact. Well, first of all, young lady, you don't speak English correctly. And you've got a college degree. And yet you're in here and yet you're all upset. You're not going to make an indelible change. You're not going to have any impact because you don't have a job. That's a requirement. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States.
The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News. Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire. She was arrested without incident and taken into custody. Maxwell, who is Epstein's former girlfriend, has been accused of overseeing his alleged sex trafficking ring. Many women have accused her of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Those accusations until now never resulted in criminal charges. At a press conference formally announcing the charges, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Bill Sweeney said they arrested one of the villains in the case. Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopened, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Got the busy third today. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, since its founding in the 1820s, the Democrat Party has been the most pernicious and schizophrenic entity in American politics. And today you have two dominant factions within the party. First, you have the ultra wealthy beneficiaries of capitalism, plus college-educated sanctimonious elites, which is the vast bulk of the ruling class, on the one hand, and then the Marxist-indoctrinated, self-described democratic socialist on the other. Now, the elites, and think to yourself Barack Obama, chose to enter into this marriage of convenience with the socialists in 2008 in order to have another, albeit at the time numerically small, ally in their unrequited need to retain power. But now the primary targets of the now dominant radical left has been their fellow bedmates, the Democrat establishment, the ruling class. That marriage is about to end quite acrimoniously. And not in a, you know, it's not going to be, this is going to be a palace revolution, which could ultimately and deleteriously impact the future of the nation if Joe Biden wins come November. History is replete with the inevitable demise of alliances of convenience. We could go through a bunch. of stories about this, but I'm not going to bore you with some of the fables or any of this stuff. Or maybe I will. I don't know. But let's think about militarily what we have done as a convenience alliance. We backed Saddam Hussein against Iran. We backed Iraq against Iran. we backed Osama bin Laden against the Russians. Before they were the Taliban, they were the Mujahideen. They were the Mujahideen. I never can pronounce that correctly. We backed them. We armed Osama bin Laden with Stinger missiles. We backed Manuel Noriega. And those convenient alliances where we were basically playing the enemy of my enemy is my friend came back to haunt us in various ways. Now, on the Democratic side, the establishment within the party and their financial and media benefactors believe they will be able to maintain control of the party by buying certain things off. You know, throwing out a little symbolism and some minor compromises. Yet these so-called best and brightest cannot help but be aware, as much of the nation is, that this active and dominant wing of the party are the true believers. Now we're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez types. So the riots and violence and attempted destruction of the symbols of our heritage, all this confirms this. They're very impatient and determined to fundamentally transform America. And they don't care who the president is, Republican, Democrat, they don't care. Now, the party hierarchy may not openly admit it, but they do know that who is their dominant ally and who is their end game. And they are helpless in preventing the ultimate takeover of the party by the radical left. This is confirmed by the fact that everybody in the party knows that Joe Biden is a closet segregationist and a mendacious as well as physically and mentally incapable of being president. Joe Biden killed the hashtag MeToo movement himself, even though they just fired Ed Henry yesterday, or day before, whatever day you're listening to this. They fired Ed Henry at Fox News for a hashtag MeToo. Yet the establishment does not replace Biden. Because their ally would insist on Bernie Sanders or a clone as a replacement, precipitating an unwanted but internal feud before the election. And the decision who Biden's running mate is going to be at this time, that sort of has a bunch of pitfalls as well, because whoever is chosen to be the vice president to Biden's ticket will basically be the de facto president if Biden wins in November. So right now, in the Democratic Party, the radical left is in the driver's seat. We have some other more, not quite recent history, but I mean, you know, if you look back to 1929, you had the global depression that hit Germany. The Nazis, the National Socialist Workers Party, by the way, is still a relatively small fringe party, but one that garnered a lot of attention in Bavaria over the past 5 years at that time as a militant arm, the Sturm Weitlang SA or Brown Shirts. They were the ones that were running around intimidating and fomenting violence throughout the state. In 1930, Hitler and the Nazis allied themselves with the German National People's Party, and through a sympathetic media was able for the first time to reach a national audience. This allowed Hitler to seek and receive support from many captains of business and industry who control political funds and were anxious to use them to establish stability and peace on the streets. That sounds completely reasonable, doesn't it? Until you think about who we're talking about. They were looking for stability. Now, over the next 2 years, the strength of the party grew as chaos, which was fomented by the Brown Shirts, and frustration ran rampant through the country. In 1932, the Nazis got 36.8% of the vote, and they were still a significant minority. In the Reichstag, they were still overwhelmingly outnumbered by many other conventional parties. But Hitler was greeted with open arms by the nation's most sophisticated, erudite, wealthy, and well-spoken political leadership as someone they naively believed they could work with. Then they approached the president of Germany, Paul von Hindenburg, 84 years old and in declining health, and they asked him to appoint Hitler as chancellor. And they said, we can work with Hitler and keep the Nazi Party under control. We got this. We can run this. One of Hitler's demands for assuming the office would be for Hindenburg to dissolve the Reichstag so the Nazis in alliance with the other party could win an outright majority. And Hindenburg said sure. With the newly reconfigured Reichstag, Hitler unleashed the brown shirts on all of his opponents and passed legislation enabling him to rule by decree and suspended all civil liberties after the Nazis deliberately set fire to the Reichstag building. That story ends in 1945 with the near total destruction of the continent of Europe and the slaughter of 40 million men, women, and children. Because naive fools in Germany did not realize that once they accepted Hitler into the political hierarchy, the die was cast. And neither have the naive fools that are now in the Democrat establishment realizing that once they allied themselves with the Marxists masquerading as democratic socialists and they became willing apologists for their twin militant arms, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that die is now also cast. So whether they win or lose in the White House bid, the elites have lost control of the party in perpetuity. So the only issue at hand is the reality that if Biden were to win the presidency, these buffoons would be responsible for the nation descending into chaos and potential nationwide civil unrest, as well as obliterating the future of their progeny. The current Democrat Party hierarchy, the media, and the elites in the party are incapable of thwarting the ultimate ultimatums of the radical left. They think they've got it. They don't. This will be something that comes back. This is Frankenstein. This is Skynet. And the left, the radical left, know that the elites will cower and surrender in the face of inevitable violence and aggression that the modern-day brown shirts would bring, because they're not equipped for this. They're not built for this kind of thing. So, is all of this worth the price that, you know, they're trying to make us pay? Only the clueless ruling elites could answer that question, for I've already got my answer. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
One more time before this weekend takes off. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you've ever listened to Lock and Load, you've probably heard me interview a guy named John Farnham. John's a guy in his 70s. He's the most dangerous man, or one of the most dangerous men I know. John still carries with him a few rounds from a few bullets, if you will, from other things that he has done in his past life. And now he and his wife, they teach other people how to live with that kind of life. John said pacifism is merely cowardice masquerading as piety. I love John. You got NYPD on the ropes. You got the New York comrade and mayor, Bill de Blasio, just getting $1 billion from the New York Police Department budget. While Cuomo's asking him, what exactly does that mean? Ditto for Chicago PD, Atlanta PD, Baltimore, Seattle, all have mayors who are openly communists and who naturally do not want their police interfering with the Antifa/BLM violence. The New York City mayor's budget cut from the NYPD budget, which will destroy the once great department, that will take it down to a degree. I mean, it's not their, I think it's 1/5 of their budget. But there's a reason they were spending that money there. They've already closed down a bunch of things like some of the crimes units out there that actually stopped some of the gun violence that's now going crazy there. I hope the leftist Democrats living in New York City and who voted for the communist clown are all enjoying this. Write that part down. In 2014, Barack Hussein Obama unsuccessfully undertook the creation of his own private army of nationalized thugs. So today, in an attempt to revive the effort, Democrats in Congress are proposing nationalizing our 50 state police academies to standardize use of force policy. Now, federalization of individual state troopers would logically follow. And then we have the U.S. police force that arrested Snake Plissken in Escape from New York. By destroying our historical statues and monuments, the left relentlessly is erasing our national history while they simultaneously abolish our First Amendment rights to speak of our history. It's fairly easy to predict the more violently enforced censorship that's coming next. You'll have new restrictions on books you can buy, new restrictions on religious services, restrictions on access to unapproved library books, and the alternative is to watch as the entire library is burned down. More restrictions on internet websites, Facebook page content, even harsher personal attacks on the left's detractors. Any and all who freely exercise their First Amendment rights are branded by Democrats and the media as racists, and then they're targeted, actively targeted, for physical violence. Now, the Democratic National Committee, under approval by Joe Biden's silence, because he is hiding Biden, has now declared that even celebrating Independence Day on the 4th of July is racist. Antifa is an international organization. With the unconditional support of congressional Democrats and their mainstream media lackeys, they go by the same violent playbook used by communist revolutionaries throughout the past century. Second Amendment rights only apply to Antifa in the Antifa world. There's nary a word of condemnation from Democrats concerning their freely exercised armed terrorism, including several never-to-be-solved murders. And simultaneously, the rest of us are piously told that we don't need guns, and we shouldn't have them. So as we begin to morph into Venezuela, know and understand where, you know, while everybody's been telling you that COVID-19 means there's not going to be any more going back to the old ways, right? That's what everybody's being told. There's no going back to the normal. This is the new normal. I'm almost certain that this was to condition you for the new normal, which has nothing to do with COVID-19. As we morph into Venezuela, this will be the new normal. There will be no going back to the old days of overflowing grocery stores and 24/7 electricity and gas for your car, private sector jobs, retailers, unrestricted cell phone service, uncensored communication, relentless technological innovation, unlimited opportunity, our blessed land of plenty, all the accoutrements of capitalism and individual freedom. That will be gone. That will be gone. That's what we're facing. Communist revolutions invariably bring about universal squalor, abject poverty, violent oppression, debased subjugation, and are all without fail one way, as in a one-way street. There's no coming back from that for the people that are in it. Antifa would tell you they're the revolutionaries. The revolutionaries are the ones that come after to fight their way back, to try to get freedom back. The problem here is that some of you out there are not recognizing this for what it is. This is an unabashed attack on things. Okay, let me give you an example. One of the first ways that they're going to take away our ability for defense is police, right? So, they like to call on the left, they like to call anybody to the right of them anti-science. They say that because we don't buy the hysteria on things like climate change and similar topics, which is fine. They can call me whatever they like. After all, they're going to do it anyway. But the truth is, they're not as pro-science as they like to argue. Because sometimes in the face of science, they just get rid of you. Like what happened to a Michigan State University researcher. Michigan State University leaders have successfully pressured Stephen Sue to resign from his position as Vice President of Research and Innovation after the Graduate Employees Union launched a campaign to oust him from his role. This came after the union, which represents teaching and research assistants, crawled through years of blog posts and interviews that he had conducted and criticized him for sharing content on genetic differences among different races. But the main thrust came because the professor touted Michigan State research that found police are not more likely to shoot African Americans, their words. The victory of the Twitter mob will likely have a chilling effect on academic freedom on campus, Sue told the College Fix via email. He gets to stay on as a physics professor, but his gig as vice president of research and innovation is gone because he touted the wrong research. Back in the day, Gary Kleck, who is a card-carrying member of the ACLU and a lifelong Democrat, he came out with a study that said that there were 2.5 million defensive gun uses per year. Now, his politics aside, which in the day that this was going on, there was actually a modicum of, the old Democrat used to be pro-gun and pro-America, pro-business. They just had a different philosophical difference of opinion on how to get to these things. Now, of course, they want control of things. And in those days, which I think this was the 90s, he just did his study, published his study, and moved on. That's what he found. And that's what this guy's done. I'll bet you that this guy is a at least a Democrat. I don't know, because they only just came for him. But they came for him when he came out there, and he published a report that said that police aren't as racist as groups like Black Lives Matter like to pretend them to be. More troubling is that, this is where all of this stuff is being taught in colleges. If you want to get rid of this indoctrination, we got to do something about colleges. But the union that called for his head also thinks politics should determine what studies get promoted and which don't. So if something is conveniently against the narrative, we're going to get rid of that. We're not even going to publish that. And we'll get rid of you for even thinking to put that out there. That's what's going on as they try to take away police. They're going to take away everything, all free thought, all things like that. Bear that in mind. This is not some political trend. This is all-out cultural combat. Ideologically, it might get physical very soon. We're going to see. And just like that couple in St. Louis who are Democrats, that's that circular firing squad effect that comes when you are consuming everything you see in your sight. Everything you see. We'll be back again next week. Between now and then, keep your heads up. So please stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.